Minakata Kumagusu was an eccentric genius researcher and a pioneering environmentalist who devoted his life to learning. He studied so many things that it is impossible to say what he was: biologist, microbiologist, botanist, folklorist, or anthropologist. His breadth of study was astounding. He's well known for his research on slime mold. There's even a slime mold that he discovered on a persimmon tree in his yard that is named after him. Minakatera longifera. Minakata Kumagusu was born in Wakayama City in 1867. He had an incredible memory and was very interested in drawing and writing. He loved books and copied many by hand. When he was an elementary school student, he copied an entire encyclopedia set. Collecting books and research became a lifetime passion for him. He attended public schools, including Tokyo University, but he never did well and either dropped out or was expelled. After returning home from university and convincing his family, he left to live and study in America. He arrived in San Francisco at the age of 20 and then moved to Michigan. But he once again dropped out of university. While continuing his collection, he then traveled to Florida, the West Indies, and even worked at the British Museum. He became known internationally as he started publishing articles in the magazine Nature. After 14 years overseas, he returned to Japan in rags with his extensive collection of specimens and notes. His younger brother sent him to work at one of his breweries in Nachi, where he explored the lush forested areas. After finding a very rare plant, he said that a spirit had led him to the spot. He often spoke of the spirit world and that even primitive man had a faculty to communicate with ghosts in nature like me. But everyone has lost this ability because of living with many artificially constructed materials. For Kumagusu, the world of knowledge had no boundaries. The science world and the spirit world were connected. In 1904, he moved to Tanabe and got married to the daughter of the chief priest at the local Tōke Jinja shrine. In Tanabe, he continued collecting natural specimens and took very detailed notes of the local people, their stories, and culture. He recognized the value of experience and treated everyone's knowledge with genuine respect and on equal terms with great scholars. He also petitioned vehemently against the government's orders to consolidate and destroy shrines. He afterwards had the chance to meet the emperor and unconventionally presented him with caramel boxes filled with 110 varieties of rare specimens of fungi. In his later years, when he was unable to go into the forest to collect specimens, he had his family collect for him. When his eyes became weak, his daughter used the microscope and sketched for him. In his undying quest for knowledge, he amassed a collection of over 14,000 specimens. He died in December 1941 at the age of 75. Minakata Kumagusu contributed to various fields of study such as biology, folklore, and Buddhist philosophy, and was an avant-garde environmentalist. He was once referred to as an encyclopedia-like scholar. There's a museum dedicated to him in Shirahama. His works are still being studied and preserved in the Minakata Kumagusu Archives in Tanabe, beside the house where he lived. Minakata Kumagusu was a maverick scholar and didn't fit into the mainstream scientific society, but his perspective on the world is one of immense value.